This is Akashvani, the news read by Indruchukwu. Rallies are being carried out across the country under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign as part of the Independence Day celebrations on Thursday. The campaign is being held across the country till 15th of this month to bolster a sense of patriotism within citizens. Under the initiative, the government has urged people to hoist the tricolour at their homes and take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar flagged off the Har Ghar Tiranga bike rally from Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning as a part of the campaign. Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Ram Mohan Naidu, Kinjarapu, Kiran Rijiju and Mansukh Mandavya were present on the occasion. The rally ended at Major Dhyan Chand National Stadium. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Vice President Dhankar said, Har Ghar Tiranga campaign reflects the nation's independence, pride and commitment to Viksit Bharat. Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said the tricolour is the pride of India which ties the country together as one. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has called for innovation, scientific thinking and finding quick solutions to make India a developed nation. She was addressing the 11th convocation ceremony organised at the Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research in Bhopal today. The finance minister said scientific education and research should be used to the maximum for the betterment of the society. Ms. Sitharaman also laid the foundation stone of new academic building and lecture hall of the Indian Institute of Science, Education and Research in Bhopal. The government will install 1 lakh transponders on marine fishing vessel to ensure security of fishermen and promote their business. Addressing a national seminar on application of space technologies in the fisheries sectors in New Delhi, Union Minister for Fisheries Rajiv Ranjan Singh said that transponders will also issue an alert if any fisherman crosses the maritime border. G4 countries have said that without reforms, the UN Security Council is ill-equipped to address global challenges. Charge the Affairs and Deputy Permanent Representative of India to the UN, Ambassador R. Ravindra said that this while delivering a statement on behalf of G4 countries in an UNSC debate yesterday. He said, reform in UN Security Council that does not address the lack of representation, particularly in the permanent category, would only exacerbate the current imbalances in its composition and render it ill-equipped to address current global challenges. Extraordinary security measures have been put in place across Jammu region to prevent any untoward incident in view of the Independence Day on Thursday. Our correspondent reports that the authorities are leaving no stone unturned in ensuring the safety and smooth conduct of the celebrations. The main function of the Independence Day will be held at Bakshi Stadium in Srinagar, where Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha will take the salute and preside over the function. Thousands of people are expected to attend the event. The Delhi Metro will commence its services at 4 a.m. on Thursday to facilitate the public to attend the Independence Day ceremony. The train services will be available at a frequency of 15 minutes on all the lines till 6 a.m. and thereafter regular timetable will be followed for the rest of the day. In addition, people who will be in possession of a bona fide invitation card for attending the Independence Day ceremony will be permitted entry and travel on production of valid government-issued photo identity card at stations. These arrangements will be valid for exit only at Lal Kila, Jama Masjid and Chandni Chowk metro stations, which are closest to the venue. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India is supportive of democratic processes all over the world and expressed confidence that New Delhi will be able to work with the new President of the United States, whoever they will be. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.